You got the rock in your hand.
You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you rack or nah? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers, y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. When you cowboy hats, you might be the word. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the manual pajamas with the jump shot of poo. I bet it's Kyle Korver, that would make sense too. But enough about apparel that won't get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
Hello and welcome to Time to Get Political. I'm your guest, Jeff Samardzija. On today's show, we're going to be talking about politics and things that are politically political. With me, as always, is my guest, James Sheffenstein. Dyer, James, are you there? Nah, just kidding. You've checked into the NBA 2K Shuffle. My name is Michael Parr, a.k.a. Jump Shot Jesus, a.k.a. J. Parr Swish. Mikey Chameleonaire and that boy Mello. Never taking a shot I didn't like. And with me, as always, is the Baron of Blocks and Boards. Boards and Blocks, Max Ebenezer McDonald. Max, what it is?
Hello.
Nah. Time to get political.
What up?
Well, I'm pretty excited. We kind of have some, I don't know, maybe it's exclusive NBA 2K18 news. What do you think?
Some pretty good little tidbits from some of the people that went and played NBA 2K18 a little bit early. They gave some feedback to the devs and all that good stuff, but thought we'd bring it to you here.
So let's just jump right into it. All right, why don't you tell me, give me a little nugget. Let's start with the littlest nugget of them all. What do you got?
The littlest nugget of them all is something that's going to make you very excitedly happy. I was going to say excited, and then I was going to say happy, and then I just kind of went excitedly happy. So, I don't know, whatever. But the ref bumping animation is gone.
No more getting screamed by the ref? I love it.
No more getting screamed by the ref when you're running down the floor.
All right, I'll take that. And I'll say that's pretty good. Any brand new things that we can expect from this game?
Let's see. Some of the things that we have seen. Well, one brand new thing is a cool little feature, I guess, of your shot meter in the My Player modes. I assume maybe in the normal game modes as well. I don't really know for sure. You can change the color of it. You can pick red, blue, green, team color, I mean, whatever you want, as far as I know. And you, in accordance with that, the shot meter is now to the side a bit, I believe. And you just have some different shot meter options, like the, also there's contested shot feedback on offense and potentially on defense as well. Just some different little shot meter new options.
All right, so what you're telling me is they managed to change the color of the shot meter, which was absolutely not needed, and didn't fix the right bumper passing out of bounds Euro step animation.
That is correct. That animation is still in the game, although they are supposedly, according to them, trying to fix it. But good luck to us, because I doubt it'll happen.
I give a lot of thought to the changing of the color of the shot meter. And the only thing I could think offhand what it would be good for is if you're in Pro-Am playing on colored floors. Now, that'd be great, but you don't necessarily know when you're visiting a court what color that court's going to be in order to change it in accordance or whatever. But maybe if you've got like a red home floor or whatever reason, you can change your meter to white or what have you. Which, you know, I mean, it's all right. But again, like we've talked abundantly in abundance, yeah, sure, that there's just so many things that need to be fixed that I don't care if we have a park in space where you can see the astronauts and Martians. If nothing else works, that should work. Just give me a server that is fast and responsive, that ain't janky, and whatever. Well, I like the game. We love the game. Just little things bother us. Let's just kind of stay positive. What else you got for us?
Our word choice is on point today.
Yep.
Let's see. One of the other things that I have.
Let me ask you this while you're figuring out what else is going on. Are you the type of person that, I don't know, like in the long run, likes to make people wait?
I don't know about me, but the whole hurry up and wait 2K thing.
That's true. NBA 2K18, hurry up again and wait some more.
Let's see. What else do we have? I'm going to have to sit here and look it up. Damn it.
Today's episode is being brought to you by Time. When you're waiting, you can always keep track of how long by using Time.
All right, I've got it.
All right, let's. Final Jeopardy question is, new features in NBA 2K18. Max, you are a leader with $9,500. What answer do you have?
Lonzo Ball's appropriately ugly jump shot is in the game.
Oh, I'm sorry. While that is correct, you need to form it in the phrase of a question. We were looking for what is Lonzo Ball's terribly ugly jump shot is in the game. What's it going to cost you? $9,500. Gives you zero for the day, but you can save it with more news. What else you got?
Speed boosting is a little bit slower than last year, but not too noticeable. So it's not a huge change, but that is something they did tune down a little. They toned down brick wall a lot, according to the people that went and played it. It's actually a great thing. I understand you're a little disappointed. I guess because you're thinking about being a post scorer or something with Hall of Fame brick wall and you just want to put people on their ass. But they did tone that down and it needed to be done.
I wonder if it's possible, like, you know, if I'm a small forward post scorer and I've got a little minimum weight point guard running into me with Hall of Fame brick wall, you should fall down every time. Now, if you've got somebody who's got, you know, equal or more strength or might be a little bit heavier, I get it. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
So in accordance with what you just said, supposedly weight actually plays a difference this year as opposed to not really mattering in the previous years. I mean, it's more so your strength rating and some other things like that. Supposedly the strength, or I mean, strength still matters, but supposedly the weight matters as far as your play goes. The blocking calls and the at-bounds calls are 50-50. So some of those ones, like where you're in the corner and you take a jab step and it calls you out of bounds, or maybe it gives you a blocking foul, it's kind of seemingly random, it's 50-50 now. And also those baseline animations where you run into the defender and kind of throw your hands up and lose the ball out of bounds, I believe, from what I've been hearing, that's also going to be a 50-50 turnover like it was, or blocking call.
Let me ask you something real quick. Well, let me just make the statement. That running in, getting bumped out of bounds, in the park it's a turnover, and in pro-am it's a foul, which is weird, you know?
Yeah, that's actually another thing. That whole thing of where you get bumped, yeah. They just need to call that a foul in park. Hopefully they do that.
Yeah, they pretty much, I think, just didn't know what to do with it, and I guess if you knew, well, like me, when it happens to me, I'm like, well, at least in pro-am, it's a foul if I'm in the park or whatever, but what have you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be a foul, but there aren't really fouls like that in the park, so they just kind of drop the ball there. Some more things that we have for you. The shooting foul animation, where you could pump fake and draw a foul, and I'm referring to the being outside shooting a jump shot, kind of like the real NBA, how we see so much with James Harden or whoever, where they're doing the little pump fake drawing a foul, or they're doing the little, I think that's the 2K's way to introduce those little foul and you're throwing the ball up kind of thing. You can kind of get people to foul you and have that kind of thing where you get some more shooting fouls. And in accordance with that, the whole pump fake fouls under the basket are back a bit this year as well. I don't think they're nearly as bad as 2K16, where sometimes it really just made you jump, but you can pump fake and get people to jump sometimes. This in 2K18, supposedly, as 2K17, they basically took that completely out, which I like because you can actually use pump fakes again.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Some more news. Pressure-sensitive passing is something they have supposedly, again, I mean, this is all things that they claim to have instituted, and especially it's mostly coming from the guys that played the game early. But again, you know, some of these claims maybe won't happen, but considering they played this game, I it's coming from them. I think these things are going to hopefully be accurate, but I'm wary of trusting 2K information. Anyway, the passing is pressure sensitive, like I said, which means that you can hopefully properly direct your target based on the combination of your distance and button pressure. What that means is essentially directional passing should be fixed, because if you press it very hard / long, it should throw the ball further, so it's not going to throw the ball right next to you when you've done that, supposedly. That's another feature they've added, which I think is a good feature. I think the passing has always kind of been pressure sensitive, and the manner in which you move your player and direct your passes and how you press the button. Because if you just tap it versus if you hold it, you're going to throw it differently even now. But supposedly the pressure-sensitive passing is there. Let's see how many times I say supposedly in this episode. But the errant passes have been tuned, which will now include low and wide passes, not necessarily just always overthrows. But it doesn't necessarily mean more errant passes or anything changed about the frequency with which you make errant passes. I think it's still going to be up to you to properly pass the ball, again, with how you move your player and direct your passes and those kinds of things that people don't really realize. Look, old whole thing break starter is broken. No, it's not. A, they don't allow you to just rebound the ball and turn around and go across. That would be cheese. And B, you don't really do that in the NBA. Even the guys who do that are rebounding the ball, turning around, taking a step, pointing themselves in the right direction, and throwing it. They're not just, like, throwing it willy-nilly over their head. Kevin Love has made a couple of those passes, but that's one player. Just something I thought I'd throw out there. What else do we have? Got to think about it for a minute. The movement is supposedly overhauled next year. In 2K, next year, like a month from now, but 2K18. Now, how much this is going to change is kind of for debate, but it's supposedly a new system that they just haven't named. So it actually supposedly is a new whole thing. And in accordance with that, the ball handling, they've kind of, they're steering everything away from animations as much as they can. They're trying to have everything be a branching system. Especially, you know, that's pretty easy to do in the ball handling as far as branching things. You know, you do a little hesitation move, you can branch it into something else. But if you're doing a hesitation move, you can't really do a step back move out of that. I mean, you know, there's just things that you can do now, but you shouldn't realistically be able to do. So I'm hoping that kind of gets rid of some of that stuff.
At the end of the day, any kind of movement is an animation, so they can change the name all they want, but it's still an animation.
You know, that's true, but right?
Brand new this year, we're going to just use a ball. I'm not going to use a basketball anymore, just a ball. Like, come on, man. The ball's a fucking ball, man.
Give us some legit stuff that you changed for worse or the better, whatever have you. Now, do you find this to be mostly conjecture at this point, or do you feel like, you know, this little bit of leaked stuff is more positive than negative, or are you just kind of like on the fence?
I am mostly on the fence, just because as much as what we're hearing, we can't confirm it really by ourselves, because we haven't played the game, and you just got to go play the game to figure these things out. And the game hasn't come out yet. I mean, that's basically what I just said, but at the same time, you know, the game hasn't come out yet, things haven't been looked at, all that, and they're still tuning the game itself. They're still changing some things, so. But I think it is reliable information, because this is information that has been coming out from the guys who played the game. It's not being spoon-fed to us by 2K. It's things that 2K has said, okay, you can tell people about your experience, but it's coming from these guys. So, and they're also asking the devs questions. They are specifically testing certain things. They are giving their feedback about certain things. So I think it's reliable information. One thing that I haven't mentioned yet, just what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know, and most importantly, you know, we won't know until we actually play.
That is correct. One thing I haven't mentioned is the...
I know you said that.
I just wanted to see if it... I know. I we're just going to gloss over it.
All right. I like it. All right, let's keep going. My bad.
No, this is what the show is. The layup meter is gone. So 2K17 had the time layups, first time they introduced it, and last time you'll see it, at least for a year, I don't know, but layup meter is gone. Personally, at first, I was disappointed by this fact, because it, in my opinion, I liked that you had the time layups. It was something else to do to kind of change the skill gap and those kinds of things that they wanted to do, whatever, but I liked it. Talking with some friends and talking with Mike over here, it's potentially a good thing that they took it out. You could play good defense on something and someone could still green a BS layup or those kinds of things. It just was maybe overall not a good thing. I don't know. I liked it kind of, but I can see where it would not be as good. But at the same time, it sounds like layups are going to go back to how they were in 2K16 and before, where you don't time layups necessarily with a meter, but you still have to time your layups. I remember that this year, for instance, layup timing was a lot earlier. I had to get used to that, and I'm sure I'm going to have to get used to the old way now, but it sounds to me like, this is from Mike Wang, actually, not from the guys who played it said the layup meter is gone, but Mike Wang kind of came out and said, you know, along with that info, layup timing is going to be, you still have to time when to release the ball out of your hand, and it should be later, typically, and especially later than it was this year, because the layup timing was almost like when you were leaving the ground that you had to time the layup, versus in the past, I remember, I certainly felt like there was layup timing in the game, and I think there still will be. You'll want to release the layup a little bit later, more so when the ball's supposed to leave your hand, and it still will take into account which hand you decide to finish with, those kinds of things, which kind of layup you're trying to use, based on the way you move the stick, or if you're somebody who uses X and just kind of hopes for animations, it should hopefully pick the best one for you. But that's what we got on the layup front.
All right, pretty interesting.
I have a couple more little tidbits. Supposedly, the new rebounding, or there is a new rebounding system, whatever that means, but I guess they've tuned rebounding a bit. New pick and roll system, which they literally say that one every year. They're always talking about the defensive AI and how it's good at doing the pick and rolls this year and all that good stuff. Whatever. But supposedly new pick and roll system, better on ball defense, like I said. And also along with that AI stuff is the, again, the on offense. The AI will move the ball in a more realistic fashion. then, because this, you know, this year and all previous years, the AI kind of is just pretty dumb with the ball, and they're still going to be dumb, let's be real, but I guess they move it more in a real offensive type set. And one other thing that they say literally every year is the post game has improved. Well, post game is supposedly improved this year, but that is something that they have probably said for at least the last 6 2Ks. They have talked about the post game overhaul. So, whatever that means to you, but that is another thing. What are your thoughts on some of this, Mike?
Well, let me tell you first. I would say that it would be an actual improvement to the post game if they bring back the pump fake fouls and that kind of stuff. As long as it's not like overly cheddar where you're going to get it every single time.
Overly cheddar.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is just conjecture because, like you said, there's things they promise every year. Like, what can you really do to improve the pick and roll? I mean, at the end of the day, setting a screen, you're rolling, you're fading, and you're getting a pass now. Whether you put value into those badges, maybe a little bit more, maybe the people that have a higher badge, maybe it's a little more fluid and what have you. Like, I could definitely see that. That would be exciting. I think I want to see innovation. I haven't seen innovation or heard any innovation yet. Like, give me something groundbreaking. What is the new feature that you're adding this year to the game that is different than any other year? Or something as simple as, hey, you know what two words, Max? You know what two words would make a lot of people happy? Just two words. Those two words would be new parks. New parks would make people happy. Drop something. You don't have to reveal what they look like.
I'm disappointed. Right? I thought the two words you were going to say was going to be better servers.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, it's a constant struggle from year to year. And at this point, I think we're all just, you know, we want to play, you know, a quick game of threes with our buddies. We know it's going to take 45 minutes to get everybody in the same screen. We know if we want to play walk-on pro-am, it's going to take us a couple attempts to get into the same game. We just know that's how it's going to be. Like we've all said, we want to applaud change by, I would pay $100 more for this game if it worked. That simple. But
yeah.
But give me something new. Yep, like, yep. In all seriousness, give me something new to that fast. Give me, I know this will never happen because it would be amazing, but give me the ability to play my mortal enemy Jimmy's five against my five in any arena at any time, whatever I want. Like, I want that. Let there be the ability for people to make those kind of leagues. That would be fun as hell. But, you know, if it doesn't involve getting VC and giving 2K more, you know, monetary gains, it's probably not that high on the priority list. But
so, a couple things I have to say about what you've just said. First is, who is Jimmy and why are you so mad at him?
I'll tell you what, man. That guy, let me just tell you, him and I used to be really incredibly close friends. And, you know, in our late teens, we used to go get drunk and hang out at the zoo. And at the zoo, there was this cage of like fucking 40 goats, right? And we'd sit there and we'd just be like, meh. And then this whole fucking group of goats would go crazy. It was great. And in the back, there was this one old goat. And this old goat, for the life of him, couldn't quite get it. He'd be like, meh. And it'd be like, it was just crazy. So we'd be sitting there, bah! The other goats are like, nah, nah, going nuts. Me and Jimmy laughing, having a good time. Finally, we give this old goat some beer, and he's like, 2 minutes later, he's like, bah! And we're all proud of him. Anyway, that being said, Jimmy started to become a giraffe guy. And I'm nothing against giraffes, but you just can't leave the goat. You can't go to a giraffe and make a giraffe sound and have giraffes go nuts. Because let me ask you this. Does this sound excite you? No. No one wants to hear. So, I mean, that was pretty much it. He's a giraffe guy.
I can't believe I'm going to follow you down the rabbit hole here, but don't goats go, like the little scream, like the Taylor Swift, don't they make that sound? And furthermore, I certainly didn't hear you suggesting something along the lines of underage drinking by talking about drinking in your late teens, did I?
But, well, I mean, it is legal.
I mean, nobody does that.
No, but let me say this. You are correct about that, but you're referring to the fainting goats?
Okay.
which is fantastic. Like,
are you knowledgeable about livestock here?
If you're bored on your mind, go on YouTube and Google fainting goats. It is the greatest thing ever. They get so scared, they just fall over. They're like, I mean, it's literally, you'll be on YouTube for hours. So, I mean, I'll tell you what, man. Shit, you're having a bad day. Like, I don't know, a friend dies, or, like, you get a flat tire, or, like, your favorite team loses. Go to Google, type in fainting goats, and you're welcome. So, that's why we're enemies, and that's why I would like to play his five.
To kind of steer back here, one thing about what you said, I completely agree. I think we've said it a lot before. 2K needs to just give us some more info, talk about some new features, get us excited. But they'd rather spoon feed us information and deal with their marketing strategy. So whatever.
As long as Dimes is happy, you know.
Well, I just think that it was a good thing to look. I don't give it. I'm not even going to get into it again in another episode about Dimes, but. I just think that it was a good thing that they allowed those guys to come play, get some feedback, and now we're hearing the feedback from them. So it's not like 2K is promoting this. It's more so just some things that we've heard. I'm going to give the last two, before we just get out of hand, I'm going to give the last two little things that we have for everybody, in that one is the passing out of shooting is still too accurate, that they've said, and kind of from what the guys experienced, but they said they're going to fix it and make it pretty unreliable, just because overall a lot of people do pass out of shots when they really shouldn't, and they kind of get rewarded for it, so they're going to make that pretty unreliable, because in the NBA even, you never pass out of a shot, and if you do, you typically are flailing the ball away, but in 2K you can make pretty accurate passes. And the other thing, the last thing that we have for you, is the triple threat moves are supposedly insane this year, but according to one of those great YouTubers, I believe that was Annoying, which literally is his YouTube name, is Annoying, I think. But anyway, the triple threat moves are good, which I am super happy about, because I think triple threat is something I try to use. Triple threat, especially when I'm on my slasher, I think it gives you some interesting little animations and things you can do. I definitely used it in 2K16 a lot when using Kobe Bryant, because it was last year, and I just, whatever, it's a whole other thing I used in my league, but I've had some success with it. But it definitely could use a little bit of some tuning, a little bit of an overhaul, whatever, and supposedly this year it's great, so I'm excited about that. Those are the last two things we have on little tidbits of info today.
I mean, to me, the passing out of a shot thing should just be based upon your playmaking rating, is how you should be able to, you know, make those passes. And then again, how far are you trying to pass the ball? You know, that kind of deal. But
yeah, you know, that makes too much sense, Mike. That make, you know, that's something that, oh, well, let's just, you know, base it upon your type of ball handling and maybe how far you're trying to throw the ball in the direction. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a novel concept. Wow. Good idea, Mike. Maybe you should go work for 2K.
No,
because they
wouldn't
they're
want a
confident.
Perfect game.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to do something right.
Agreed. And the second thing that you did mention, I kind of, you know, the whole triple threat thing. All right, but show it to me when the game comes out. Prove it.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's, we'll see. It's about a month away, so I'm excited. These are some cool little tidbits of info, and mostly overall positive, in my opinion. Some good changes. Everything I've seen from 2K18 so far has been overall positive, and I think we're looking at a good game, hopefully. I mean, typically, you're excited for the game, obviously, every new year, but everything I'm seeing about this year, and especially since they had a year to beta test it, this year should hopefully, with 2K17, this year should hopefully be a good game. And
well, they are.
Like
they
said,
are master
I think beta. Even numbers. Yeah, I think the even numbers are typically better, man. Odd numbers are kind of weird. The even numbers are typically pretty good games.
I mean, I don't know, man. The whole calendar and way of telling time is just the mind's way of trying to trick everybody into the world ending. So at the end of the day, a new year's a new year, whatever it is. But I don't know, man. I'm excited for it. I'm also excited to be playing some NBA Live here in a few days as the demo drops on August 11th to see, like, you know, like...
Wow! The
biggest, well, we got a wow? Wow what?
I did not realize it was August 11th and that it was so soon.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'll definitely give that a play.
Yeah,
also,
I mean, cause the biggest thing
just
is...
I want to throw it out there.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I've done that a couple times, but... You
You're
know,
bad.
You just said... More ghosts. What did you just say about, oh, the calendar and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, you've kind of claimed to have me be the show's flat earther in past episodes for anybody who's been listening that long, which I'm definitely not, but that's what you claim. Now, you're over here talking about things like that, about the calendar and all that stuff. I think maybe you're the secret flat earther, you and Kyrie and all that.
No, 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 no. All right, so let's get a couple of things. A, the Mayans invented the calendar, that's proven fact. B, when I went over to your place the one time, on the wall, from far away, looked like, why the fuck would Max have a deflated beach ball on his wall? Well, as you get closer, it's a deflated beach ball, but the graphics are the Earth. So I'm like, Max, you know, and then
well,
he gets
you
into
know,
a whole weather.
A picture
flat.
Of the Earth is 2D, so it is flat by definition.
I mean, it could be. I mean, look, if the Earth is flat like you claim, that's cool. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. I mean, hey, it is what it is. But let me just say to this, like we said about both these games, that once you get your hands on the game and actually see how the animations work, or not animations in 2K's case, that's what the big thing for the 2K or for NBA Live is going to be. Is the movement fluent, and does it feel like they've made an improvement from what they've done? Because while graphically, I would take a better feeling product over a more graphically pleasing model. Because at the end of the day, it's about the aesthetic of movement and how the movement comes into the, you know, the playing the game basketball. But that's why I'm a little bit optimistic with NBA Live possibly being a competitor, because they're letting you get your hands on it first. They're not saying you're going to have to buy this game to see what it's like. Because, you know, rightfully so, half the people will be like, well, I'm going to wait till someone else gets it, and then, you know, word of mouth. This way, everybody can get their hands on the game and be like, all right, 2K, your move, you know, and just kind of go from there.
Yeah, going along with that, we typically, and especially from all the screenshots and everything we've seen so far and just from the games, 2K is a more aesthetically pleasing game. They have the graphics down better and all of that. And so a Live thing would be if their gameplay was just better, which I find it hard to believe in the first year back for Live, but we'll see. But on that note, I think one thing where Live could outshine 2K graphically or aesthetically is the presentation, man. The bottom line, I know I've mentioned this before with Live, but the bottom line is looks like ESPN, like the ESPN Wednesday Night Basketball. Like, it looks like that. It looks realistic. Some of the presentation elements of that sort look a lot better. I can't tell you, when I played the Prelude last year for 2K17 and I saw the bottom right corner where the good old scoreboard is, and like I saw the little yellow foul animation or foul little screen whenever you got a foul, like it's like an NFL yellow penalty flag. Like I was so just taken aback by how ugly it was and all kind of that stuff, how ugly it was this past year. And also one last other tidbit of information that I heard from all those guys and what I've seen in some of the gameplay that they've leaked is the same for now. Now, 2K has said that that's just a placeholder because obviously what they were playing is not a final version of the game, but they better flip and change that, because if that is the same again next year, I legitimately might buy Live just because, just to support the other company. Just, I probably wouldn't even play it, but might just buy it, which is my own little mini form of protest, because that, I don't know about you, but I couldn't stand that past year. I got used to it over time. Obviously you do, but ugh.
Do you remember NFL 2K5?
Vaguely.
Okay, so that was the one that, I think that was their last one. They had Terrell Owens on the cover. And
yeah.
People loved that game. That, yeah, it was the last year they had the game because EA got
yeah.
the license. But they had that ESPN presentation, and that game, for its time, was gorgeous. So I know
people
still
talk about
ability.
That game as being one of the better football games.
It was the first football game where your guards would pull in the run game, and you could follow blockers and all that kind of good shit. Like it was good. And at the time, it was only $20. It was the best $20 you'd ever spend. $20. I mean, pretty goddamn good. And I think that was the same year Madden had Ray Lewis on the cover, if I'm correct or whatever, and you're paying $60 for that. But like we said, I like healthy competition. And when you water it down and you sell your license at the end of the day and you're not pushing competition, then that really doesn't motivate, you know, teams. If, like, you know, I know one of your favorite things to do, a side hobby of yours, is to crochet. Well, if there was, like, Crochet Hunter on Xbox, you know, you'd be like, oh, this is a great game. But 4 years down the line, you know, if it was just the same thing over and over again, you're essentially, you know, just playing a bland game that's not really incentivized to go on and, you know, get better and come up with some innovations. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to bring you the news that we can. We're going to, even if it's a short episode, like this might be kind of short, but we just want to kind of let you know what we know, what we know, what it is we know that we know, so that you know what we know, because we know what you want to know. So for everyone's favorite, oh, you got something you want to say?
just got to throw that in there. No, I just thought I'd give some more rambling nonsense. You know, you mentioned $60. You know, games used to be actually $60. At some point in the last few years, I don't know when it happened, but maybe I just was asleep, but now they're $69. Instead of $59 where you're paying $60, now they're $69 where you're actually paying $70 for a game, right?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, if you look at the model for sports games, especially, well, all games, but especially sports games, there's games within games, and then there's, you know, you just buy shit within the games of the games, and then, well, hey, we'll make this exclusive if you pay 15 extra bucks. It's the only way you can
well,
get
yeah,
this or that.
True.
And then, you know, it's just the way it is. And that's why, as much as people want to say, well, they don't give a fuck about my league or that kind of stuff, like, I'm sure they kind of give a fuck, but at the end of the day, they're going to focus on where they can make more money. And
they
look,
give a semi-fuck.
Right. It's a semi-fuck, you know. You're not quite reaching the G-spot, but you're on your way. But they just want – their hand has to be in your pocket at all times when you're playing
the
game.
Closer to a fuck you than giving a fuck.
That is true. That is true. So, for everyone's favorite flat earther, Mac McDonald, I'm with Parr. Enjoy yourself. Hug your moms if your waitresses, but most importantly, if you come across a goat and it can't give you a proper meh, give it some beer and you'll get a meh. Because you're not the mom. 2K Shovel.
I'm out, this bitch.